Okay, today's daf is Chagiga, daf Chavav Mebez. It's a small Gemara, but there's a lot to say about it. Chavav Mebez and Chagiga, a Gemara that appears here and in Maseches Menachos and daf Sadivav. Says the Gemara that the Kohanim, when the Olei Regalim came to the Beis HaMikdash, would lift up the Lechem Apanim. Malameid, the context of the Gemara here is whether the Shulchan is Bekabal Tumma, Nama Kabal Tumma, is it ever moved? So the Gemara says, yeah, it was moved. Shemag Bien Oso, Umarin Lola Olei Regalim Lechem Apanim. These to show the Lechem Apanim to the people who were there. Vomrim, Lahem, Reuchi Baschel, Mephnei HaMakom. See how much Hashem loves you. Siluko Kesiduro. When it was removed, it was just like it was put on. It was just as fresh. Even though the Lechem Apanim stayed from Shabbos to Shabbos, it stayed out in the open for a week on the Lechem Apanim, on the Shulchan, it did not get stale, it did not get hard. Damar Yishua ben Levi, Nes Gadol, Naaseh B'Lechem Apanim, Kesiduro, Kach Siluko, based on the Pasuk in Shmuel, Lasum Lechem Chom, Biyom Hidlacho. So what exactly was shown is a question that the Radvaz deals with. The Radvaz in the Tshuva deals with how by lifting it up could they see it was still hot and soft. They just see the bread from far away. How did they do it? And Pashas, they didn't bring it all the way out. The Radvaz says maybe they just lifted it up so they could see it outside the doorway. So the Radvaz suggests, quotes in the name of the Ritva, that there was steam coming out of it. Like when you take a bread out of the oven, it's steaming. You could see it's fresh. So there was Ola Hevel Mehalechem. And that's how they knew it was hot. But the question that's asked by the Mefarshim is, why Dafka this Nes? Why Dafka? There were many Nisan that happened in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. As we know, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos. So why Dafka, the Lechem upon him staying hot, why was this shown to the Olei Regalim? So if you look at the Ben Yehoyad on this Gemara says, the Ben Ishchai, that maybe the Lechem upon him symbolizes Torah. Torah removes the Lechem upon him. And the remez is that our hislavos, our fire, our heat going into learning has to be equal to the heat and hislavos and excitement that we are after we learn. Hislavos v'chamimus cheshek adam v'besov shas limud shenez yaga ke'ascholos shas limud shenayin lo yaga. It's got to be equal. It's got to be excited going into the learning, going excited, going out of the learning. Right? And that's why the Lechem upon him. But many of the Bali Musar say, what's the message dafka for the Olei Regalim? They're going to go back home. And the message is that don't leave the feeling in the Beis HaMikdash. Don't leave the feeling in Yerushalayim. Take it back with you. Stay hot in a week from now. Make sure you take the experience of the Beis HaMikdash with you. Right? That's the Bali Musar also pointed out. That's why the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikvah on Yom Kippur before he puts on his big day atzmo at the end of his avoda. Why? What do you mean? He's done. He's just putting on his personal begadim. Because the message isn't just to do the avoda in the Mikdash, it's to take the avoda outside the Beis HaMikdash, to go and to make a difference in your homes and keep the effect of Yontif in our lives even after Yontif. And that's why Dafka, the Lechem Apanim, were shown even a week later. So the message is that even weeks and weeks later, after the Mikdash, after the Alila Regel, we should still be affected by it. But this is the Lechem Apanim that stayed fresh a week later, and the Kohanim were able to eat it after that week. Have a great day.